Coming right up, the Lap Attack and Weather Machine with Mike Cucarini, formerly known as Mike Diesel, here broadcasting here live on Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. at www.enlightenradio.org. The Sports Attack coming up right up now. All right, now, go for it, Mikey.
Good morning, everyone. It's morning here. I don't know what time it is where you're listening on the interweb net thing, machine, whatever. It's a system of tubes. No. I'm sorry. We have a terrific show, we hope, today. We'll tell you a little bit about it. Welcome to the Sports Tech with me. And I'm Mike. Hi. And I'm one of your hosts. And John is the original Dusty, put it, philosopher. And say that 10 times really fast.
Woof, woof.
But we're very excited to be a part of Enlightened Radio, and we're here, and we're going to talk a little bit about sports, and probably sprinkle that with some social commentary. And hopefully, if this works, we may be talking to a good friend of mine who's going to retire from stand-up after a 50-plus glorious career. Charlie Wiener will be up. We'll be chatting with him for a little bit just to see if he's feeling good, so and I know he is. He's usually always feeling good.
If he's capable of dialing a phone.
Rise up! Rise up!
some of our guests are of limited abilities.
Well, I mean, come on.
And the hosts, that, of course, are 1 foot in the grave, so...
Hey, whoa, slow your roll. Speak for yourself. That's great. The almost dead sports cast.
Yeah, right.
You take it away, Mike. You're almost dead.
Yeah, right. Hey, by the way, don't forget these.
How the hell? They give anybody these shows these days. Anybody.
I don't know. Anybody can do a show, right? By the way, there was an ancient Chinese emperor, did I tell you this, that ordered that a feast be prepared and enclosed in the tomb with him.
Oh, yeah. He told me that. Yeah, I heard it. It's like, wow, really?
So I could say I'm preparing my feast, you know.
I got an extra long, roomy,
with a high ceiling coffin. I'll be, I want to be nibbling on some really fine sushi right after I'm in the grave.
When you think of me, think of the fact that I'm dead.
This
sounded a little bit like the Joker, didn't it?
We could probably get Tom Brady on this program and have him discuss everlasting life. By comparison.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, he's not playing this year. He's done. That's it. Yeah. He played for maybe 1 year too long. But still, you can't argue with the fact that he left the New England Patriots and went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And as the season wore on, they just got better and better and better. And then they hit their stride in the playoffs and beat the shit out of everybody and ended up becoming the Super Bowl champions.
I know.
So he's got, you know, a ring with, I think, five or six with the Patriots. And I know he's got one from the Buccaneers.
It's true. It's an amazing athletic story, you know.
And it is about not only that, it's a good story of, triumph. I mean, it's not like they didn't know who Tom was.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the paper, and it was funny too because there's a story I watched. I think it was called, the whole thing was called the 12th or something. It was all Tom Brady's story, and it was interesting because he was basically a backup in Michigan, and then he started a few games at Michigan, and they liked what they saw, and they drafted him, but it wasn't like a big. I mean, you got to remember back then, Drew Bledsoe was a big name.
Yeah, I remember the name.
Big, strong quarterback. Well, he got hurt, and Tom Brady took over, and they went to the Super Bowl, and the year after that, he was traded to the Buffalo Bills.
You mean Bledsoe?
Yeah, Bledsoe. Yeah, they traded the next year. They turned right around and traded him, and Tom got his start again, and That just started the historical rise of Tom Brady. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean,
It's a
the
great story.
discipline it's required to like eat what he eats, you know? That's the I just think
You don't think it's
I
that
don't know if
tasty,
you
huh?
can do that.
Maybe he's gifted with having, not the same taste palate that some have, or just being able
Maybe, I
to
don't know.
eat more things. I mean, I know some people that can eat absolutely anything.
Oh,
Okay,
yeah.
and if whether it's health food of the blandest kind or say, it's like irrelevant to them. But it's not very many people. Most people have some kind of like pretty serious biases, right? On food.
All right. Well, I used to love, there's nothing I loved more than hot, spicy food.
Yeah.
The more the better, you know what I mean? When I was traveling around and stuff, just get the, you know, I ordered wings when I was in St. Louis and for like, I think the third time. And I ordered some wings and the guy brings them out with a mask and gloves.
Right.
He's wearing these, and
Right.
it's like, and you can smell the ghost pepper coming off the wings,
Yeah,
man.
well, sure. Yeah, right.
Oh my God. Your face, I didn't realize, man. My stomach is just wrecked for the whole week, man. I can't eat like that anymore, man.
Right.
Ah, I like spicy stuff, man, and I just can't. No, what it is good. I will say, I'm kind of a turning into like a curry junkie.
Well,
You know, it's a great
it's supposed to
flavor,
be healthy
man.
for you. It's supposed to be one of the healthier spices, isn't it?
Oh, I know. I know. I try
I
to.
don't know
My wife
why, but
does that with. She makes this curry chicken with broccoli and this curry sauce that's just velvety and it's got this big bomb of umami and it's just great flavor, man.
wait a minute. A balm of mummy? What is that?
Umami.
Oh,
Umami. It's like all your
so
senses.
sorry. Oh
Damn, dude.
A balm of mommy. Whoa.
I said.
Anyway,
The mommy bomb.
mommy bum.
Yeah, mommy, it's a word that this is such bullshit. I'm not even going to explain it to you. Like,
No, I can't be explained.
you have gotten
It's
this far
lost.
in
I'm
your life
lost.
and not that phrase. Wow. How did you get there? You cheated.
Ben says I have
Cheated.
a dirty mind. He says that I too often, head south in humor, so or blue or whatever. And
Oh, by the way, the WNBA basketball draft was just recently, and I believe a young lady from South Carolina was picked first, numero uno, to the
wow.
Indiana basketball team, and the name now escapes me, and I apologize.
I think I saw a picture
Sometimes,
of her on the
what's
internet.
that?
I think there was something on the internet yesterday about her, and she and there was
Oh,
a
yeah.
picture of her. You have big, strong looking woman.
Well, they're very, very. I mean, it's a physically demanding sport,
Oh
man.
boy,
You gotta.
yeah.
It's any kind of professional sport. It's the mindset is you gotta take care of yourself 24/7, man. There's no days off anymore.
Right.
With the talent level and the strength and the speed that you see, I mean, I'm being very serious. I've been on the sidelines before, John, and let me tell you, I played football. Listening to what I heard. Watching that game is like, why did I ever think? Like, these guys are just, you've got 300 plus pound guys slamming into each other,
It's like a foursome.
probably wearing an additional maybe 30 pounds of pads and protection.
Well, it's like
And
the
they're.
difference between a 22 and a 50 caliber bullet. That's a come on.
Okay. I'm gonna just straight up apologize for my co-host slash remark with regards to.
Well, I mean, the force and the mass, M equals that E equals MC squared, right?
Yeah. Oh, N equals MC. Oh my God, I have another concussion.
Yes, right. There you go. That's
Which
right. That's
is,
right.
it's not like I haven't been accused of having too many myself.
Is that
So.
another form of mutually assured destruction type
Oh,
thing?
big time. Yeah. So that's fun. And then as we have seen in the XFL, the DC Defenders Man, I was talking about it. I think last week we talked about the fact that they were going up against the Orlando team. I can't remember the name of the team, but I think they're called the Guardians. But that team was 0-5, and we were 5-0, and they gave us our first loss. They had their first win. We had our first loss. But then they came back really strong and played in Seattle. And they beat the Seattle Sea Dragons. So they made it into the playoffs. They're in the playoffs no matter what happens going down the road here.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you want to be.
That's good. That's good.
10-game season, man.
But, you know, the mention of Florida, you know, sort of brings up the question of...
Surpassed? Since it's kind of in the past, it's kind of living like it's...
I'm wondering whether or not the Spain would take Florida back. You know, you think no.
Yours. We get no, senor. We give it no. What did you tell him? I told him no.
You know, we could talk with AMLO whether or not he would really like. Maybe we were wrong with Sam Houston, and he should have Texas. What do you think? There. That's another possibility.
I'm not going to, you know, I'm not a...
I'd like to keep Southern California. My son lives there, you know, but...
We're going to get beat up now from people who even like us, you know, or we can't even get out of the fucking starting gate, man. We're like waiting for them to say go, the two old guys, and everybody else is halfway around the track. Yeah! Go!
Yes. Okay, well, give me so we're headed into baseball season big time now. Okay,
yes, we are,
and I'm looking, you know, in my usual religious way for prophecy. Are you ready to make any kind of predictions yet, Mike, about what's going to be
from
happening?
What I've seen
and what to watch.
I don't think you can really do that in baseball. I don't think you can really make any predictions until you get to the All-Star break. That's how baseball's, there's a lot of parity. There's a lot of times where, you know, teams, and there's not parity because the Padres, the San Diego, they just spent more money than I've ever seen any team spend in 2 years. So right. I'm sure they're being, you know, I'm hoping that somebody's taxing the crap out of them. So they have to pay the fine, you know, but yeah. I think they're willing to do that. I mean, because they have all these talented guys that are extended on their contracts, and so it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, too, I keep hearing this, John, and now I'm starting to get a little concerned because they kept talking about the owners, the new ownership of the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, now I'm hearing we're supposed to hear an announcement today, and that would be April, what do we got here, John?
12th?
Yeah. April 12th, 2023.
Right.
So we're supposed to hear something that, from what I understand, it's just a matter of announcing it and when. And it's the gentleman, I can't, gosh, terrible with names. The older I get, it's pathetic. He owns a pro team in like New Jersey. He owns a basketball team and a hockey team. And now Magic Johnson's part of that ownership group.
Yeah. Well, you know, Magic has got a good rep.
He's a successful. He trains kids to be entrepreneurs and go out on their own.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. His family,
he helps them out. He helps them out in, you know, business class, that kind of thing, and right. Moving on and getting a higher education and being encouraged to do that on your own sometimes is really gratifying.
I think Denzel did that. I mean, I think his kids turned that all that direction too, didn't they? I mean, one of them is a professional ball player, right? The other,
well, yeah, I think I know one played in the NFL and he's not playing anymore. I don't know about all, you know, all of his, but he just strikes me as a very, I don't want to say, cause you get in trouble for saying staunch disciplinarian.
Might be, yeah. He does sort of have that look.
Not to the point where it was fear, but to the point where it's a combination of fear and then, oh, okay, I understand. And
Well,
acknowledgement.
you can tell from his
Instead of
movements.
just nothing but, ah!
That's why the new. By the way, I haven't finished the new Perry Mason yet, so don't tell me how the current one ends. You know, but don't tell me, don't tell me, don't tell me, don't tell
I'm
me.
I'm not
don't
saying a word,
we
dude.
got interrupted last night. We were watching it,
Dude,
and then
I'm telling you, I watched it, and I'll tell you, man, it really is refreshing to see an ensemble cast of actors work together to make this idea. It's very comforting
Yeah,
to me.
it's
You know
really
what I mean? There's a lot of aspirational things that are going on in the
right.
background, you know, that we don't really, you don't really see that, and they don't emphasize it, but you can see it in his face and
Do you
what he's dealing
remember?
with.
Do you know the name of the actor that's playing Paul Drake? I could look in the African American actor. Anyway,
Oh, gosh darn
because
it, yeah.
when we were
Paul
talking.
Drake.
When we were talking about Denzel, that's why when I first saw this actor playing Paul Drake, he reminded me a little bit of Denzel, and says he could do that kind of intense look, not
Oh,
overact,
man.
right? Not an overacting or a ham thing, but just a those looks that would be very compelling, and on film anyway. And it was just I noticed that with him too, and that.
Matthew Reese.
Okay, good. Right.
Named Matthew Reese. He was also in The
No,
Americans.
Matthew Reese is the Perry Mason character.
Right, yeah, he was also in the show The Americans.
Was it the and that was about they were Russian spies, right? Him and his wife.
Yes, and his wife is played by the other actress. Who, gosh, dog it, guys. I'm sorry, my brain is not working.
But they don't have the name of the Paul Drake character there you're looking at.
No. It's the yeah. No, I just said. Oh, Paul Drake. I picked the wrong one. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
You got Perry Mason.
Hold on one second. No, I got him. Hold on. Let's see here. It is he. Oh, Chris Chalk.
Chris. Okay, right. Chris Chalk. Okay.
Chalk.
Right. Well, he's great in it. I mean, all the characters are. It's
Oh,
a good
character,
thing.
but he's very, very
He's very
heroic,
intense,
man.
man. Yeah, I like the way
He's
he.
got that, like, you're right. He's got that Denzel intensity that's going on there,
A
man.
sort
And
of
I just,
dead-eye look, about
hey.
the
All right,
anyway.
yes, sir. I will jump out the window, sir. Thank you, sir. Can I have another?
Yeah. Anyway, well, back to the sports attack
And
here.
I realize we're talking about acting, but a lot of times there's things that go on behind the scenes in any production that, you know, good or bad. And for the most part, you don't hear a lot of controversy about somebody like Denzel Washington, who's like this, you know, the star, but it sounds to me like he just shows up and does his job and,
Yeah,
you know, gets along with everyone, you
he's a
know, just.
hardworking. I think there are a lot of hardworking people in the whole thing, obviously. Well,
Oh,
to be really
yeah.
good at it, obviously, it's a lot of skill. You presumably get better at it if you keep working at it, so.
Man.
But on the I lost track a little bit there, but getting back to the baseball matter here for a
Back to
moment.
the baseball, sir. Yeah.
From
We're
the
I'm not ready. I'm not ready to make a prediction. I'm gonna go out on a limb
Okay,
and
that's a little more
say
high risk
two
here.
things that I probably should never say, or I don't make any real predictions about this. I
Okay.
don't know why. This is a gut feeling. And you guys, I'm not going to show you my gut because it's too big for the camera. So,
We don't have a
hey,
camera on
tell us
this show,
about it,
but.
bad boy. All right. So what was I saying again, John?
You were
Me
gonna
up.
tell me you were gonna go out on a limb. You were gonna take a
And say
risk.
that the Baltimore Orioles are going to surprise a lot of people.
The
They're
Orioles.
gonna be in the race all the way down to the end. I think you've got in that division, you've got a three-way race, and maybe even four, but I think I'll stick to three right now because that would be the Yankees, the Rays, the Orioles, and the Boston Red Sox.
I wonder if I can talk Carol into going to see the Orioles this year instead
Well,
of.
it's not as expensive and the food's better.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we could
And you can drive over there and find a place to
it's
park. It's
about the
pretty
same
nice downtown,
distance.
man.
Yeah, maybe
You know, it really is. It's a
that's a
beautiful
thought.
area. I love that area.
I mean,
But I will say this, the Nationals will, they're not going to win, and they might be, instead of the bottom, you might see them right, I wouldn't be surprised to see them right in the middle of the pack.
Really?
They're not going to advance to the playoffs, but I don't think it's going to be as crappy of a season as we had last year. I think it's going to be a little bit better. I think you're still watching one of the integral pitchers for us that was just so great in the World Series, but he seems to have kind of lost it a little bit, and that's Patrick Corbin. I mean, the guy had a hard time last year, man. He's having a hard time this year.
Hey,
so.
well, now about your on your kind of middle prediction for the red, for what do we call ourselves now?
What?
The Nationals. The Nationals still have
some. Oh, the Nationals. No, that's what I just was saying.
Okay, so in your thought that they're going to reach the middle, is this mostly because you think they're making some kinds of improvements, or do you think other teams are having a
going in the hole someplace? You can't possibly quantify the loss of someone like Max Scherzer. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna circle back around to pitchers. Trey Turner's gone. Bryce Harper's gone. Anthony Rendon's gone.
Right.
Howie Kendrick retired. Kurt Suzuki went to take another job back out west. Those guys were all instrumental in bringing a world championship to Washington, D.C. in 2019, and God love them for that.
Yeah, right.
It was, you know, you exciting. Want to talk about just driving odds makers freaking insane.
Yeah, a true thrill, yeah.
So I don't know if you're going to see, I just don't want to have any malaise. I want to be excited for the guys that are out there.
No, right, good. Okay.
Ruiz signed a contract for another 3 years. Their catcher, who I think is just phenomenal. Great guy, great ball player. He plays, you know, he plays very well. And I like Finnegan sometimes, but he seems to be doing that fastball thing a little bit too much. And I know, in listening to a breakdown interview with Sean Doolittle about 2 years ago, talking about how you can have a fastball, but you can also have four different ones. You know, they could be the same speed, but your placement is very important. And studying a hitter and knowing that hitter's tendency is very important. Oh, you got to do, you know, now they have less time. You got to do it faster than you used to. So there's a lot of information being processed.
Let me take a 15 second break here and do a station ID. And I think
this
is a good idea to do
in
the middle of our program. We're listening to Enlighten Radio Sports Attack with Mike Cucurini. We are broadcasting on Wednesdays, 7 a.m. Eastern Time in the morning. You can hear us always on www.enlightenradio.org.
What?
Or also player.enlightenradio.org. Anyway,
you know,
back
player,
to the
John.
Sports Attack.
It's a player.
With Mikey. And by the way, are we going to get a weather report at some point?
At some point, you
Mike,
will.
Because I understand that one of our foreign allies has a weather machine. I know we can't talk to him because of language difficulties, okay, but
right. No, I
nonetheless,
have something I think I might. Whatever. It might work. I don't know.
And the weather looks beautiful today. I think I'm supposed to go get gas and mow the lawn.
Hey, I thought you was gonna take a break, man. Okay, listen.
I'm sorry.
Tony Dumasi, for the defense, Your Honor. Listen. All I'm saying is it's gonna be friggin' hot. All right, you're gonna get a little rain. It's gonna get some. You might want that thing, the air conditioning. Get that ready. If you don't have that, just, you know, smoke a joint or something and throw a shot back and pass the fuck out. What do I know? All right, just look outside. You want the right weather? Reckon look what's going on. Look up in the air. Looks like it's gonna fucking rain.
As you know, Bob Dylan, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature, was most famous for saying, "You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows."
Hey, all I'm saying is no truer words have ever been spoken. That is a great American hero. Okay, so anyway, all right.
Anyway.
Hey, listen, all I'm saying is,
yeah, that's a
right. I gotta go. I got a thing I gotta do with a guy in a car in a trunk. See ya.
All right, man. Okay, so bring your brother back. Okay, where's Mike? You know what happened to him? God, you know this business of you know, having Columbo's.
I don't know what happened. That guy's got such a foul
Columbo's
mouth.
Uncle. You know, who's clearly a made man. You know.
I don't know about that.
Come on to the program. Can I? I'm going to ask next time he calls in. I'm going to ask him about his position on homosexuality and transsexual activities. See whether or not he has any opinions about.
Do you really want to challenge a guy like that?
No, I probably, you know.
With the police,
I might
system.
Withdraw the question, Your
you know
Honor.
How quickly he could find your address?
Yeah, right. That's true. Oh boy. Okay.
I'm not gonna.
Anyway, so that sounds like hot weather. So that's better. That's good. I mean,
oh,
except,
yeah, that's
except when
good.
We get into the hot weather concept, I mean, how hot? And now we have, you know, climate change. By the way, well, I think when when it goes from 25 at 6 a.m. to 80 at like 3 p.m., I think that's a good name for climate change.
Well, while you were talking about that quite specifically, I flashed back to Johnny Carson doing the same bit.
Yeah, okay, right.
That weather out there is crazy, Ed. It's a... shut up, Ed.
Ed McMahon. God almighty. Does anyone alive still remember him now?
I don't know. Nobody even knows they're ever. See, Johnny Carson, kids, used to actually be the host of The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
That's kind of all there was. There was Johnny Carson or more freaking bad news, which.
Right. Well, eventually, you know, his competitor came on, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, then they had the wars, you know, between him and Jay. And, you know, Jay had hosted The Tonight Show this many times and Dave this many times. And they were going to announce Dave. And that's what they told some of the representation. And they turned right around and announced Jay.
Yeah.
So Dave went shopping. He was courted by ABC initially. They thought he was going to create a show for ABC, it looked good, and then he looked deeper into the contract and didn't like it.
Well, so Dave Letterman,
the deal.
You're talking about Dave Letterman.
History.
You're talking about Dave Letterman, right?
Well, I like Dave because, look, man, I do think Jay Leno is a really, really he's going to leave a great legacy. He's a good guy and he's good for stand up. He generally has. I don't know, just kind of standard jokes. They're well formed, well crafted, and they fit right into the thing that he's talking about always. But I didn't think he was that good of an interviewer. I thought Dave was a lot better.
Yeah, I think so.
When he was interviewing famous people, you know, he would have a good time with it. Dave would. And it's more, I don't know. I just didn't think Jay was very good. That's all. You know, I didn't hate him or anything like that.
Right.
Because if you see that, and then Arsenio was bragging about how Arsenio was going to keep his big ratings, and then he was like canceled a year later. Yeah. And then 2 years later, I think 2 or 3 years later, he ended up appearing on Jay's show to promote something he was in. So,
yeah, well,
you never know.
I thought that Dave's interviews with, you know, he had, he displayed his own passions and you know, favorites, basically.
And ladies, I'm not going to forget Joan Rivers either. You can't.
Yeah. I couldn't stand
can't forget
her.
That.
I couldn't watch her. I found her unwatchable.
I thought Joan was true. For female comics, get over yourself, John.
I can think of several female comics that I think were a lot.
She was groundbreaking, but anyway, you know, but doors that were closed opened when she came through.
I've heard that, and I think that's as a matter of I just didn't like her humor. I hated Don Rickles too. People say Don Rickles was great. I couldn't stand.
It was a great story. Let me finish. She actually holds, I don't know, a couple of different records, but man, I got to stay on point this morning, man. I think I'm going to pass out. I'm so tired.
What do you say?
Anyway, I know what I'm talking about, but she called Johnny. She called him and said, "Johnny, you're not going to believe this, but Fox is giving me I'm going to be hosting a late night show." Johnny slammed the, he said something, you know, told F you and slammed the phone down and never spoke to her again, ever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the kind of shit she had was confronted with, man.
Well, one thing, but going back to the Orioles for a minute, is that...
Who? The Orioles?
Yeah, because if your feeling or your intuition or your not a prediction.
You're gonna be fun to watch, bro.
You're on record saying it's not a prediction, but you have a feeling.
Hey, by the way, did you send him the information?
Yeah, sure I did. Yeah, I sent to the email you gave me. I sent him the invite.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I just was hoping. And,
I put a little note on top to use one of the phones, you know, that's listed in the invite. If you don't have, you know.
And as we said, we apologize to you, Charlie Winter fans, but we're gonna talk to him if he calls in today, and we'll hang in there for a little while longer. But he can always come up any Wednesday. It doesn't, you know, he's got other things on his mind right now.
Let's do a little bit of maybe we can sort of end this, sort of take this show out a little bit about on the questions of. There's been another mass shooting in bank in St. Louis. Am I right? Yeah, St. Louis.
Was it St. Louis today?
And am I right?
Well, we had Kentucky yesterday, right?
Or at Louisville.
Yeah, it's Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay,
yeah,
Louisville. I'm sorry. No, I got the Louis part. I got the Louis part right.
Well, you know what? Nobody can blame you. Yeah, nobody can blame you because they happen every freaking day.
And this was apparently an employee killing his coworkers, right?
Right, exactly. And he had also, I guess, talked about it as well online. Somebody said he was live streaming.
Yes, as he did it. Yeah, right.
Oh, God's sake.
Did they shoot him too? Or is that what happened?
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, shot him and killed him.
So
He shot a police officer who was in critical but stable condition the last time I checked. So,
does anyone know why, what his grievance or what if he had earned whatever?
I'm not absolutely certain.
No, not yet.
I'm not absolutely certain. It's just what is it now that pushes people over the top?
This
is too much. And it is a lot. And there's people out there that I know and love that are dealing with a whole lot in their lives and they don't need bullshit from me.
You know what I mean?
Actually, that was kind of an apology to you, James. If you get a chance, give me a ring. If you don't, I understand. Patience and I were talking, and we were very serious, man. If you guys need any help with anything, just give us a ring, man. Love you, brother.
All right.
So, okay, that was my – and I apologize for being an asshole.
oh, Mike, really? That's not possible.
Hey,
on the air to separate.
Well, that's like
this
saying, it's not possible for you to have your own steadfast, stubborn, stupid beliefs, too.
I have a number of them, you know, and I've known people who have very profound beliefs.
Oh, my God.
Well, yes, I know people that believe in.
We got to go. Baseball season, man.
I know that people believe in their property.
I'm just a ghost now, because I'm dead. But I guess somebody upstairs heard me, because they gave us beer, man.
Harry Carey.
Beer, heaven, and baseball. See ya.
Hey, up there in the cloud, you know, when you run around the bases, what are the bases attached to?